scary stories for modern minds. Episode 1, Principal Balance. In a typical town, there lived a typical young woman who did typical things. She worked two jobs. She had a pet cat. Her favorite food was French onion soup. One morning, as she dressed for the day, she felt a cold stone in the pit of her stomach. It was time. Typical as ever, this young woman had taken out student loans. This was the day of the first payment.
Great. Student loan repayment begins. Can't believe it's already been 6 months. All right, let's see what the damage is. God, my balance is $25,509. And my payment is $407? Fine. Whatever. Every payment gets me a little closer to freedom, right?
A typical and fatal misunderstanding.
Okay, and paid. Time to go pick up some ramen to get me through the rest of the month.
The young woman forgot all about her debt until the next month.
Jeez, student loan payment again? Feels like I just paid that thing. What the hell? What is this? Why is my balance $25,675 now? It went up? This doesn't make sense. Maybe if I pay a little more than the minimum due?
Once again, the young woman paid her bill and went about her business.
Oh, come on! There's no way it has been a whole month since the last time I paid. What? My balance? Why is my balance still going up? I don't understand. The numbers just don't add up. If I'm making payments, the amount I owe should be going down. No, I just paid. I know I did. I gave the student loan company almost my entire paycheck. Huh? Already? My balance keeps going up. It did it again. And again, just now. How is this possible? What is this? What's happening?
She watched as the balance kept going up, 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 exponentially, the numbers becoming a blur on the screen. Convinced it must be an error on her phone, she rushed to the computer.
No.
She stared in horror as the balance grew and grew before her eyes. She hurried to make another payment, desperate to make the debt shrink. But just a second after she clicked the approve payment button, the balance went up yet again.
Oh God. Oh God.
She leapt back from her laptop and closed the app on her phone.
Hello?
Hi, I'm calling to see if we can help you resolve these payments. We understand that student loan debt can be overwhelming, and we're here to help.
No, I've been making my payments.
We'd like to work with you to try and find a plan that works for your budget. Have you considered short-term solutions like lowering your monthly payment?
Yeah, let's do that. I want to lower my monthly payments.
Certainly. Lower payments will continue to accrue interest at the same rate.
Wait. So, I'll be paying less because I can't afford to pay more, but my balance will still go up at the speed it's going up now?
Absolutely. We can also discuss forbearance if that's a better option for you. It's a short-term solution. That means you won't pay a dime for several months.
Oh. Okay, so it gives me a chance to get ahead a bit before I go back to paying normally. Freezes the whole situation.
Not even a little. There will still be interest added to your total balance.
But...
if we do not receive immediate payment, we will be forced to turn your account over to collections. Would you like to make a payment now?
Hello?
This is an automated message. Your account has been turned over to collections. Please submit payment today to bring your account up to date.
I did submit a payment today.
Please submit payment today to bring your account up to date.
This doesn't make sense. This can't be happening. Okay. Okay, all I need to do is disconnect for a little while and figure out a plan. I need to calm down. I'll just turn off all the electronics and take a few minutes of quiet.
She closed her eyes and sat quietly for a moment, trying to take slow, deep breaths to clear her mind. She heard the whisper, and her eyes snapped open. She felt sure she must have imagined it, but...
interest. Hello?
Interest.
Is someone there?
Interest.
The whisper came from within her mind, echoing in her head.
Interest.
Stop it!
Interest.
Stop it!
The whisper grew loud. Spread through her veins, filled her lungs, choked her heart, covered her over entirely with the constant reminder of the growing debt. As the crushing weight of the reality of student loans bore down upon her, the young woman gasped with a shuddering breath.
Why?
All at once, deep within, she understood. It all came together. All fell into place. She would never escape the debt. And it was all because her payments hadn't gone to the principal balance. Only to...
Scary Stories for Modern Minds was created, written, edited, and voiced by Caroline Minks, with graphic design by Kate Cipolla and music by Gavin Crockett. Thank you.